daddy's money and mama's good looks. And look who's looking at me. She's got her daddy's money and mama's good looks. And she's looking at me.
Yeah. Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hurricane Milton, I'm Sherry Preston.
I want to commend everyone out there that heeded the emergency evacuation order. Definitely saved lives.
Tampa Police Chief Lee Burkaw thanking those who got out of Milton's path and thanking his first responders as well.
We were dispatched to a call where 15 people were in a house where the tree had fell on the house and water was coming in the house. There were children in the house and we were able to get officers out there safely and rescue 15, including young children.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says as the sun comes up, they are just now starting to get a good look at the damage. But those in homes who are safe should stay there.
Please don't go outside. Definitely don't drive around. Don't go through standing water. And make sure if you see any trees or wires down, call and report those, and we will get them fixed as quickly as we can.
More than 3 million power outages as of now across Florida. This is ABC News. Tesla's getting ready to unveil a new vehicle tonight at an event in California.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk has called it the Cyber Cab, a self-driving taxi that would operate much like the rideshare service Uber does, just without any drivers.
That would allow these specialized vehicles, or who knows, maybe even passenger Teslas, to operate on this robo-taxi network.
But Inside EV's Patrick George says Tesla is facing a litany of federal and state investigations into the safety of its current driver assistance technology, which the company calls Autopilot. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The project was originally slated for release in August, but it faced several delays. Another recall due to listeria concerns. No illnesses have been reported this time, but Oklahoma-based Bruce Pack has recalled over 9 million pounds of ready-to-eat meat and poultry items. Department of Agriculture says it discovered the issue after routine testing of its poultry products. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials are warning about a disease fatal to deer, commonly known as EHD. The Department of Natural Resources has confirmed cases in deer from Chippewa, Jackson, and Waukesha counties. EHD is spread by insects that bite. Humans can't get it. Anyone who sees a sick or dead deer is urged to contact the DNR. Wisconsin crews are standing by to help Florida recover from Hurricane Milton. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Power crews from Cedarburg, Oconomowoc, and Hartford are preparing to assist with recovery efforts. We Energies is also sending a team of over 24 workers down to help restore power and mitigate the impact of the hurricane. To find out how you can help, visit civicmedia.us/help. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday at 12 p.m., it's arm wrestling in the Northwoods. Hosted at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, there's going to be arm wrestling for every ability, all ages, kids, women's, amateur, and open men's classes. Kids will be divided by age and weight. The entry fee is $5, and there will be awards to first through third place. The amateur right and left-hand classes will have an entry fee of $10, with awards to first through third places. Ladies right and left will have an entry fee of $10 with cash and awards to first through third places. Men's open right and left will have an entry fee of $20 with cash and awards to first and third places. And there will be super matches at 1 p.m., then kids to completion and awards, then amateur and ladies to completion and awards, then open to completion and awards. Once again, this is Saturday at 12 p.m. at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden for arm wrestling in the Northwoods. I'm Austin Bure, and this has been Civic Media News.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
It's the Bucks and the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Los Angeles Lakers tonight in a preseason matchup. At practice yesterday, head coach Doc Rivers discussed how he's teaching some of the new Bucks players how to read opposing defenses.
I'm trying to get them to see the reads, the typical basketball reads, because the more you can do that, you can literally put all kinds of things in, and then your offense becomes dynamic.
NFL, Packers nearly all back at practice yesterday as they play the Cardinals Sunday. The only player out, defensive lineman Devontae Wyatt, with an ankle injury. Romeo Doubs was back, but did not speak to reporters. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to play Rutgers. Quarterback Braden Locke asked, how much do they adjust the game plan for Rutgers' tough defense?
Yes, I think you game plan it differently, but it's still our offense. It's still doing things within what we do. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel over here. You know, we're going to do what we do and take advantage of, you know, what I'm good at and what I can process and all that.
That's Badgers quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1156.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
This warmer than average weather is not going to last much longer. Today, get out and enjoy it. Sunny, 73 for a high. We'll drop to 54 tonight, 68 tomorrow. After that, we're talking highs in the 40s to low 50s by Sunday and through much of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
98 Q Country.
It's the country you want.
I'm gonna be your ghost story.
From the artists you love.
Hey, it's Carrie Underwood.
This is Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98 Q Country.
Don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer.
Maria,
down and your hair's pulled back. And I bet you got no idea you're going way too fast. You're trying not to think about what went wrong, trying not to stop till you get where you're going. You're trying to stay awake, so I bet you turn on the radio and the song goes,
I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby. I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby, oh, baby.
The highway won't hold you tonight. The highway don't know you're alive. The highway don't care if you're all alone. But I do, I do. The highway won't dry your tears. The highway don't need you here. The highway don't care if you're coming home. But I do. You got a dead cell phone in your shotgun seat. Yeah, I bet you're bending God's ear talking about me. You try not to let the first tear fall out. You try not to think about turning around. You try not to get lost in the sound. But that song is always on, so you sing along.
I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby. I can't live without you, baby, oh baby.
The highway won't hold you tonight. The highway don't know you're alive. The highway don't care if you're all alone. But I do, I do. The highway won't dry your tears. The highway don't need you here. The highway don't care if you're coming home. But I do.
Country.
You boys ever met a real country girl? I'm talking true blue, out in the woods, down home. Sweet money done jacked it up. She's a party all nighter from South Carolina. A bad mama, daddy.
Alabama, from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Brother, she's country. Hell raising sugar when the sun goes down. Mama taught her how to rip up the town. Honey tripping honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess, crazy mother trucker, undercover lover, thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Nothing but country.
Oh, show them how country girl does it one time now.
It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright.
gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
A jelly roll there, a 98Q Country keyword. Let's get you rolling with your keyword. If you qualified for the backyard barbecue, you would have received a text either yesterday or this morning already that you qualified. So if you qualified, you're good. You're in. We'll be in touch with you as we get closer to the big event on the 30th. But if you have not qualified for our backyard barbecue giveaway at the Lanes on the 30th, text us the word wings right now. W-I-N-G-S. They got good wings there at the Lanes in Northern Lights Inn. Wings is your key word. Put that Civic Media app on your phone. Tap on 98Q, text us the word WINGS, W-I-N-G-S, sometime today. Get yourself qualified for 98Q Backyard Barbecue Giveaway.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day.
Tina McBride, 98Q Country. Hope your Thursday has some good things going temperature-wise, weather-wise. Fabulous, just fabulous today with temperatures approaching the 70-degree mark. Very acceptable this morning with some 30s. Again, what do we have, 38, 39, somewhere in there. Not too shabby. The hurricane moving its way across Florida overnight and into today. Some areas getting, 17, 18 inches of rain. And the storm did downgrade quite a bit as far as wind velocity, as far as, like, I think it ended up being a Category 1 or 2 hurricane, which is pretty common when a hurricane comes across the water and then hits land. But the rain, oh my, they're still having a lot of issues in St. Pete and Tampa and all the, with the 17 inches of rain and then the wind. I mean, when they put it up on the screen yesterday and the wind, you know, is 160 miles an hour, you're like, oh my gosh, Category 5. And then it goes down to 90 and you're like, well, they'll be fine. And you're like, wait a minute. Wait a minute, it's still 90 miles an hour. Compared to the 160, doesn't seem that bad. But when's the last time Wisconsin had a 90-mile-an-hour wind gust? a long time. It's still moving pretty good. So we're hoping that they do all right. That thing kind of, it looks like Hurricane Milton is moving kind of east-northeast, but it's going to affect some of the Carolinas. So it's not done causing some problems here in the U.S. Our keyword for the backyard barbecue today is wings, W-I-N-G-S, wings. So get that texted to us through the Civic Media app. Of course, our backyard barbecue brought to you in part by Northern Lights Inn and the Lanes. They are the major sponsor. Got some good wings down there. Also brought to you by Oh Dear Nutrition, D&D Tire and Auto Center, Chuck's Little Station, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Warga Auto and Truck Center. All bringing you our backyard barbecue. Get yourself qualified and join us on the 30th at the Lanes. You could win the grill. You're guaranteed to win something, but you got to be qualified. So we've got a few people qualified already. If you qualified already this week, you would have received a text message telling you that you're qualified. So then you're in for the event October 30th, 5:30 at the Lanes. All right, we're kind of dogging here this morning, so I'm going to hand it over. We haven't done a comedy clip in a while. All right, Thursday morning comedy clip to get your day off on a little smiling note. Hang on, if Joel can figure... Guarantee if Gray's listening right now, he's laughing. Let's try it again. Take two. All right, it's always good to get your day going with a little comedy. How about a Thursday morning comedy clip?
Starbucks, of course, is a coffee shop, but much more than that, right? Starbucks is a whole experience. And that whole Starbucks experience makes me want to strangle people. I'm convinced humans, we can't handle Starbucks. There's too many options, way too many options. In fast food places, there's an efficiency. I'll have a number 3. In Starbucks, people sound like brats. They're like, okay, let's see, what does baby feel like sipping on? I'll have a venti half-calf caramel macchiato with no sugar, no dairy, and no coffee. The most amazing thing happens. Instead of the Starbucks cashier slapping this person, they just give a nod of as you wish. It appears like people in Starbucks are trying to stump the barista. They're like, all right, let me have a chai tea with a shot of pumpkin spice, half goat milk and half breast milk. As you wish. Your order in Starbucks is not complete until you provide a name. And they don't really ask for it. They kind of demand it. They're like, I need a name for the order. Can I just have my coffee? I must have a name. Satan. Excuse me?
Tall black coffee, Satan.
As you wish. The suffering doesn't end there, though. After you order, then you have to wait in that pickup area. That's like the methadone clinic of Starbucks. All the caffeine addicts are milling around. You're forced to listen to Mannheim Steamroller. You just judge other people's orders. I have a hot chocolate for Dan. What a dork. Dan. And if Dan's not right there, you're like, we should kill Dan. You just wait. You wait. As the people that ordered on the Starbucks app breeze in like they're accepting an award. Bum, 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 bum. See you losers later. Bum, 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 bum. You just end up watching that barista slave away. You've never seen someone work that hard in your life. But you wish they'd pick up the pace a little. You want your coffee, but more than anything, you need to get away from these people. Occasionally, there's that person that brings their own cup to Starbucks. I have my own cup. I have my own cup. Yeah, so do we. They're at home. Let me understand this. You have your life together enough to bring your own cup, but you can't make your own damn coffee? No. No. You have to come. That's why I think there needs to be a button in Starbucks, a simple button. That when it's pressed, two men dressed all in white would just appear and deal with the annoying person.
Hey, so you brought your own cup. Why don't you come with us?
The person would be like, I bought the cup here.
That's cute. We want to show you something.
And they'd escort that person into a back room, and then you just hear faint screams. Ow! Bum, 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 bum. You stand there. You just stand. All the chairs are taken. Because Starbucks is not only a coffee shop, it's also an upscale unemployment office. Filled with students, people on conference calls. There's always that one guy that set up his office in Starbucks. Can you move your fax machine? It's packed. It's like the opposite of Dunkin' Donuts. You walk in Dunkin' Donuts, you feel like you're entering an active crime scene.
98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hurricane Milton, I'm Sherry Preston.
I want to commend everyone out there that heeded the emergency evacuation order. Definitely saved lives.
Tampa Police Chief Lee Burkaw thanking those who got out of Milton's path and thanking his first responders as well.
We were dispatched to a call where 15 people were in a house where the tree had fell on the house and water was coming in the house. There were children in the house, and we were able to get officers out there safely and rescue 15, including young children.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says as the sun comes up, they are just now starting to get a good look at the damage. But those in homes who are safe should stay there.
Please don't go outside. Definitely don't drive around. Don't go through standing water. And make sure if you see any trees or wires down, call and report those, and we will get them fixed as quickly as we can.
More than 3 million power outages as of now across Florida. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials are warning about a disease fatal to deer commonly known as EHD. The Department of Natural Resources has confirmed cases in deer from Chippewa, Jackson, and Waukesha counties. EHD is spread by insects that bite. Humans can't get it. Anyone who sees a sick or dead deer is urged to contact the DNR. Wisconsin crews are standing by to help Florida recover from Hurricane Milton. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Power crews from Cedarburg, Oconomowoc, and Hartford are preparing to assist with recovery efforts. We Energies is also sending a team of over 24 workers down to help restore power and mitigate the impact of the hurricane. To find out how you can help, visit civicmedia.us/help. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Beret, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday at 6 p.m. through to 8:30 p.m., the Iron County, Wisconsin Historical Society Museum's award-winning Haunted History Flashlight Tour is back. They invite you to come listen to all brand new stories about the spookier side of Iron County's past. Tickets will be sold at the Senior Center starting at 5:50 p.m. It's $5 for every individual and $10 for groups, and will end at 8 p.m. Tours will depart from the Senior Center every 10 minutes and will be led to the museum. It will be dark, so you will be allowed to bring a flashlight with you. The tour will take you through all three floors of the museum, so there will be stairs. Please wear appropriate shoes. and due to the nature of the tour, it is not recommended for children under the age of 5. Children under the age of 12 should be accompanied by an adult. They look forward to your visit. Once again, this is this Saturday at 6 p.m. through to 8:30 p.m. on Iron Street in Hurley. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Los Angeles Lakers tonight in a preseason matchup. At practice yesterday, head coach Doc Rivers discussed how he's teaching some of the new Bucks players how to read opposing defenses.
I'm trying to get them to see the reads, the typical basketball reads, because the more you can do that, you can literally put all kinds of things in, and then your offense becomes dynamic.
NFL Packers nearly all back at practice yesterday as they play the Cardinals Sunday. The only player out, defensive lineman Devontae Wyatt, with an ankle injury. Romeo Doubs was back, but did not speak to reporters. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to play Rutgers. Quarterback Braden Locke asked, how much do they adjust the game plan for Rutgers' tough defense?
Yes, I think you game plan it differently, but it's still our offense. It's still doing things within what we do. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel over here. You know, we're going to do what we do and take advantage of, you know, what I'm good at and what I can process and all that.
That's Badgers quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
All right, as we do each Thursday morning, we talk about the Shawamigan School District. Our district administrator, Kyle Cronin, nice enough to join us. Morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
Well, we got class colors going on today. I was hoping that you'd come in something, you know, neon pink or something like that.
No, I'm the man in black today. I'm supporting the senior class today in their class colors.
Yeah.
Yesterday on Decades Day, I wore my 1992 letter jacket.
Nice.
And I probably upset Principal Oswald because, unfortunately, my letter jacket's from Lakeland, Joel.
Oh, so, okay. Well, that's all right. That's all right.
but I was supporting the 90s. So, yeah. And that was yesterday. I forget which group had the 90s. I think that was the sophomores might have had the 90s.
Yeah. Kids having a good time with homecoming.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Assuming.
The bonfire last night and the lip sync contest. Yeah. That's how he's just an entertaining thing to be. I went down last night for the bonfire and the lip sync, and the kids did such a great job. They really get into the activities.
Sure.
Great bonfire, and thanks to Park Falls Fire Department for helping out with that, and making sure that that was safe. The fire danger certainly been a little higher lately, but wind last night, and the fire's out in the middle of a large area, and again, the fire department down there, so great help from them.
Awesome.
Other activities yet this week, Joel? So yesterday we did have the tug of war in the gymnasium, and the kids did a great job on that, but today we've got Powder Puff football this evening down at the football field from 6:30 to about 7:30. It is class colors day today, so our students are pink, green, yellow, and black, and like I said, I'm supporting out the seniors today with the black on. Spirit Day tomorrow, so we encourage everybody in the Shawamigan school district community to wear their green tomorrow, their green and gold, and that'd be a great support. We do have the parade right about 2:00 tomorrow, and that will progress from downtown area up to the school. There will be a pep rally outside behind the high school to follow. And again, we encourage folks to come out and support that.
All right.
And then the disco dance rounds things out on Saturday.
The disco dance. Oh, that's
right.
Yeah,
they're having a disco theme this year.
All right.
So, a few other things going on in the district. Our introduction to tech kids today are heading over to a construction career day at Ashland High School. Homecoming, like I said, we've got that going on the rest of the week. Our next Learn to Connect activity, where we have our students help out folks who need some technical assistance, maybe with their phone or a laptop, just want to learn some things about some of the functionality, maybe. The next one is coming up on Halloween, 10:31. Of course, we've got fall sports still happening, football, cross country, and volleyball, but we're starting to prep up for the winter sports, hockey, girls basketball, wrestling, boys basketball, and we want to make sure that if you're a student going out for any of those, that you've got your physical done, so please get that done and connect with Mrs. Carl in the office. North Lakes Dental coming up to the North Campus on October 14th for the Seal a Smile program. We've got a Schwamigan Middle School girls basketball game at home versus Butternut on Monday. Cross Country Middle School, I believe that's going to be at Phillips on Tuesday the 15th at 4 o'clock. Football for the middle school at 5 p.m. on Tuesday the 15th. And again, that's at Phillips. Quite a few things. Our middle school student council is going to be working on a highway cleanup coming up on the 16th. So just some good work and good service there. So quite a few things going on. We do have flu vaccinations available for students and staff on Wednesday, October 16th. I believe there was information sent out on that if parents are interested. Schwamigan North Campus Meet the Teacher and Open House event is going to be Thursday, October 17th. You meet your child's teacher, you can schedule up a parent-teacher conference and enjoy a spaghetti dinner as well.
Oh, all right.
And then there will be a bake sale with proceeds supporting the middle school band and a middle school band and choir concert starting at 7 o'clock, and that's on Thursday the 17th. The Meet the Teacher is 4 to 7, the spaghetti dinner 5 to 7, and again, the concert at 7 p.m., we'd encourage parents, come on up and check that out. And then finally, just a few sporting events to cover up here today to finish out the week. October 10, today, JV volleyball at Crandon, 5:30. Homecoming football game tomorrow versus South Shore. Mm-hmm. Varsity volleyball at Phelps on Saturday, JV tournament at Edgar on Saturday, volleyball crossover against Marywood on Tuesday, and quite a bit going on. So yeah, be a good way to finish out homecoming week.
Yeah, the band at halftime on Friday night. Oh, yep. That's always a fun feature.
Absolutely.
For that. So good stuff going on with homecoming. So, yeah. All right. Very good. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you for the update. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for the Schwamigan Schools, comes in each Thursday morning right around this time, around 7:40 or so, to update us on what's going on. Always an exciting week, homecoming. Homecoming week, always just a little bit extra energy in the building, so a fun time for the kids and parents and teachers, we hope, too. Keyword for today for our backyard barbecue giveaway is wings, W-I-N-G-S. Get that texted to us and be in to get qualified for our backyard barbecue giveaway.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
This warmer-than-average weather is not going to last much longer. Today, get out and enjoy it. Sunny, 73 for a high. We'll drop to 54 tonight, 68 tomorrow. After that, we're talking highs in the 40s to low 50s by Sunday and through much of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
98Q Country.
Last night, out of the blue, drifting off to the evening news, she said, "Honey, what would you do if you'd have never met me?" I just laughed, said, "I don't know. I could take a couple guesses though," and then tried to dig real deep. Said, "Darling, honestly, I do a lot more offshore fishing. I'd probably eat more drive-through chicken and take a few strokes off my golf game. If I'd have never known your name, I'd still be driving that old green Nova. I probably never would have heard of yoga. I'd be a better football fan. If I was a single man, alone and out there on the loose, well, I'd be looking for a woman like you." Well, I could tell that got her attention, so I said, "Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, I wouldn't trade a single day for 100 years the other way." She just smiled and rolled her eyes, and she's heard all of my lines. I said, "Come on, girl, seriously, if I hadn't been so lucky, I'd be shooting pool in my bachelor pad, playing bass in my cover band, be stocking up cold Bud Light for poker every Tuesday night, yeah. I'd have a dirt bike in the shed, not one throw pillow on the bed. In a coffee can. But if I was a single man, alone and out there on the loose, well, I'd be looking for a woman like you." She knows what a mess I'd be if I didn't have her here. But to be sure, I whispered in hurry, "You know I get sick deep sea fishing, and you make the best fried chicken. I got a hopeless golf game. I love the sound of your name. I might miss that old green Nova, but I love watching you do yoga. I take a gold band on my hand over being a single man, 'cause honestly I don't know what I'd do.
Lee Bryce, 98Q Country. And I hope your Thursday's a good one. Joel here, the morning show on this 10-10 of 24. October the 10th, mild weather continues. We're not done. We're not done with 70. We're going to see 70 today. We may see 70 again next Wednesday or Thursday. Just a little something scattered in there. We are wimped out, aren't we? I mean, this cold weather's going to hit. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. My wife and I went for a walk. Was it last night or the night before? I had a sweatshirt on. I had very light, thin gloves on. But my wife looked at me and I said, I know it's like 65 degrees, but we're all wimped out. We had a warm winter. We had a pretty nice summer. We had a darn nice summer. I said, I'm wimped out. I said, 20 below is going to hit. I'm going to be in trouble. You're going to find me head first in a snowbank somewhere, just little cries and whimpers coming from below. It's going to be me this winter. I'm in big trouble. I think I need to find, maybe I could go run over to Super One or Quick Trip. Maybe I could just go stand in their freezer for like an hour just to get my body ready. I think that would be a really bad idea. News to come at 8. We'll get to all of our birthdays in just a little bit. We've got, there might be some good food in there. Frozen, but still good. Wings, W-I-N-G-S. That's our keyword to get qualified for our backyard barbecue giveaway.
Alexis Merritt with Northwoods Realty. This 4-bed, 2-bath home in the village of Butternut has great potential. The first floor features a spacious kitchen, laundry room, formal dining room, large living room, plus a bonus room. Upstairs leads you to 4 large bedrooms and a full bath. Property also features a full unfinished basement and space to build a small garage. This home is ready for your vision. Don't miss the chance to make it your own. Call me at 815-527-1546 to view this property now.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, and don't forget your visiting family, we have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. We sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full size is on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Want your business to thrive in northern Wisconsin? Join the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce today and showcase your business in the 2025 Price County Visitor's Guide. With 25,000 copies distributed across resorts, motels, restaurants, and Midwest sports shows, it's a great way to get noticed. Pick up a fall coupon book for $10 and save big with local businesses. Contact the Park Falls Chamber at 715-762-2703. Find them inside the professional building at Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Aim for the best at Ope Guns and Ammo on US Highway 51 in Mercer, Wisconsin. Stop by and say hi to John and Amanda and discover their top-notch services like gun cleaning, mounting and bore sighting scopes, selling items on consignment, and handling all your ownership paperwork. Shop in-store for handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammunition, accessories, targets, and more. No appointment needed. Just walk in and get your firearms ready for the season. Veterans and military personnel enjoy a 5% discount. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, Sundays until 4. Close Tuesday and Wednesday. Find Ope Guns and Ammo across from the Great Northern Motel in Mercer, Wisconsin.
98Q Country.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space, and I know a place outside of town where it don't ever close down. No, we never close down. Yeah, we can two-step, put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cuddle.
on fire. The parking lot. Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
Sure, I think about you now and then, but it's been a long, long time. Well, I've got a good life now, well, I moved on. So when you cross my mind, I try not to think about what might have been, 'cause that was then. We have taken different roads. We can't go back again. There's no use giving in, and there's no way to know what might.